Well, to tell us more about the meeting held yesterday at Santano House House Street, I have in the studio Secretary General of the Sierra Leone Ex-Asylum Seekers Association, Paul Brima Bangura. Good morning and welcome to Tea Break.
Good morning, Abubakar.
Now, what were some of the recommendations you made yesterday at the meeting with these asylum seekers?
One of the recommendations that came out yesterday was to do an extensive education to inform our Sierra Leonean population about the ordeals, the manner in which asylum seekers are deported from Europe, and also to make sure the immigration department inform the general public about what they are doing in terms of addressing asylum issues and deportation, and also the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, because these are the two bodies that are actually working together in terms of deportation, asylum issues, so that they can come up with some sort of policies that can be very clear and known by Sierra Leoneans on the issue of deportation.
Well, Mr. Bangua, since they came back to Freetown, have you met with the Immigration Department and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to provide solutions for these people that have been deported?
Yes, in 2011, early, when we formed this network, one of the interventions we did was to familiarize the network with stakeholders. We came to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we met with the minister, and we explained the ordeals and what we want them to do for us. And also we went to the Ministry of Social Welfare, Immigration. But as time went by, it was very difficult to break through those doors, you know.
The reason for this?
Well, the reasons are beyond my understanding. The reasons are best known to them, actually, to actually accommodate us to have meetings and discuss the issues. You know, when we come, they will keep on saying, you were deported for XYZ, and, you know, and those comments doesn't normally go well with our colleagues, you know. And some of those doors may not be open. And we even made an attempt to meet with the embassy, the German embassy, because those issues are issues from Germany, and then it was very difficult to actually break through.
So why are these guys deported from Germany back to Sierra Leone? What are some of the reasons they say to you?
Yes, I think we did a storytelling workshop. Some of the issues that came out was they were deported because of the restrictive asylum policies that are very stringent in Germany. They were not deported because they were fined one thing. No, because that's the misconception here. People thought their deportees are criminals. They are not criminal, definitely. The policies in Germany criminalizes them already, you know, and it is not easy to actually seek asylum in Germany and you are granted to stay. You know, we have a lot of them that were deported. They were refused asylum. They were refused permanent stay in Germany, and because of that, they were taken back. But most importantly, McAdam said it, in 2007 or beyond that, a government delegation went to Germany and then declared that they want to see all the Sierra Leonean in Germany, and the war is over. They not knowing that they went to actually work modalities with the German government to deport most of these Sierra Leonean people. And immediately after the meeting, they were going around in Germany looking for Sierra Leoneans, and some of them were arrested and brought back to Sierra Leone brutally.
Well, Mr. Bangua, you heard what one of the asylum seekers, Mark Adams, explaining his ordeal in Germany. So how he was molested and brought back to Sierra Leone. Is it that the authorities concerned will look into their plights, especially the recommendations you adopted yesterday at this meeting?
Well, we hope to actually meet again with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Immigration, and to actually sit down, because what came out yesterday in this meeting was There is an MOU already the ministry has developed, because there are pending deportation from England and Holland. But then the MOU will address the issue of how those deportees will be taking care of their packages. But unfortunately, for those that were deported from Germany, did not benefit anything from that deportation, you know. But we believe that by meeting with the ministry and immigration, we'll proffer solutions to actually addressing the issues of these deportees here.
So how many deportees are we talking about here?
We are Germany alone. Those, we don't have all the figures, but the figure that we have, we're talking about 40 ex-asylum members that were deported from Germany, those that we have in the network.
So we are they having legal documents to stay in Germany there?
No, the issue of legal document is not actually the issue. Those people went to Germany. The drivers for this was because of the war.
The war, we know that.
Yes, you know, and when you are going to other country during those period, you are not expected to be collecting documents and going. The only thing is the UN Convention permitted them to go and seek asylum in the state of war. And when you are there, they will cross-examine you to actually make sure you are coming from Sierra Leone or from other country. And from there, it's left with them to accept you or not accept you. But normally what happens if you go, because of the restrictive asylum policies, they will isolate you to a location that you will be, or maybe you will be the only foreigner, you know, in that location, and they will not allow you to be walking here and there. You know, if you are taken to McKinney, for example, you will not walk around. You will just stay within McKinney, and you will not be walking as well, you know. Then they will be looking at your case from time to time, and some of them have stayed for over 5-10 years looking at their cases, but at the end of the day, nothing good will come out of it. They will refuse them automatically.
What about these asylum seekers who got married in Germany and gave birth to children? We are the wives, the children, we are they all deported back to Sierra Leone?
No, I think that is the most serious issue that we actually have now. Some of our members actually got begotten children there, but they were deported, leaving back their children and families delinked completely.
That how it should be?
Well, that's a cross violation of human rights, actually, because the issue here we are advocating is about making sure that their dignity are recognized, are respected. Because if you deport people and leaving their kids and wives back in Germany, bringing them, delinking them completely, then you are violating their human rights, and that is the issue.